This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
From the Oregonian newspaper in Portland comes the story of a student journalist, who wanted to report on a visit to campus by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. But the college blocked him from printing the story, saying it needed to get an okay from the Supreme Court's press office first. And this ended up causing the student newspaper, the Pioneer Log, to go ahead and print an edition without the story in it because of various delays. But the bottom line, no matter what, is the fact that you don't need someone's clearance to print a story. You know, who is the Supreme Court or anyone else to tell you what you can and cannot print? And I guess I should clarify, too, the U.S. Supreme Court did not have any sort of rule in place saying it needed to clear the article before it could be printed. It was either overreaching college officials or perhaps a misunderstanding on behalf of the college, wasn't it, Lisa?
It sounds like a misunderstanding, and the college officials were just bending over backwards to make sure that Chief Justice Roberts didn't get any bad press because they were thrilled to have him visit. And so they misunderstood the rules of the press office. I guess they do require some prior approval of press releases.
But not of news stories.
And in fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that prior restraint of news stories is a violation of the First Amendment. So it's ironic that that this story was blocked.
You know, I wonder if there was a certain amount of fear and tremulation on the part of the school officials that the student might have not done quite as professional a job as they would hope he would, you know. Which would be a reason for them to send the story, of course, to the Supreme Court's press office and say, is this okay or not?
But isn't that one of the purposes for a student newspaper is, you know, the articles are not always going to be as professional as perhaps you might hope, but it's
right.
A learning experience.
Well, that's exactly where I was going with that. Yeah, I mean, because it's the same kind of thing. And I just today in my audio production class received a bunch of feature programs for my students, and we listened to a few of them in class. And there are some of them that I can say for a fact are going to go on the air on the student radio station here that are good enough to go on the radio station, the student station, but I don't think I'd feel comfortable putting them on, say, for example, on Tri-State's public radio because they're, you know, it's just one of those kinds of things. And it's exactly the same sort of situation for the student newspaper in Portland. So, you know, I wonder if that's maybe one of the reasons that they consulted the press office of the Supreme Court.
The student's account is described in the Oregonian article as a glowing account. So I think that it actually would have brought good publicity to the college had it run. But I think they were just really they really wanted to make sure they were following the, I guess, the press office's rules, the Supreme Court press office's rules.
Yeah. But again, the press office did not have any such rules in place. Somewhere along the way, there was a misunderstanding that the Supreme Court had to sign off on a newspaper article before it could be printed.
Right. And it also the school policy, the school has a policy against this, too, against prior approval of news articles. Yeah, so it violated the school's own policy. And the dean since emailed an apology, and I just say my sister is a student at this college. That's how I heard about this case. But the dean issued an apology saying it was a misunderstanding and apologized to the editors of the student newspaper. And the editor of the student paper was quoted as saying that I'm not sure if it was a man or a woman. I think it was a she wishes she had gone ahead and run the article without approval now.
And I guess that's something you can always do is run the article and just face the consequences later, but it would seem like the law would be on your side.
Yeah, that's it's just not constitutional to censor a mass media outlet in this country, and so they've got the right.
But we hear of stories like this every once in a while.
Yeah, we do. And it kind of becomes a case of, I think it's almost, you know, verging on self-censorship, which is another question. I mean, the school chose to censor the newspaper. If the paper itself had said, well, we're not going to publish the story until we're sure, I guess maybe that's a little less heinous. But the school's coming down on the paper and saying, you can't print that, you know, until we get clearance from the Supreme Court, which, you know, obviously was not forthcoming in enough time to do it. So
the school's response to this was that that they were pretty exhaustive rules from the court's press office, and that the office required advance reviews of posts and pictures on the school's website and of invitations to a moot court event where Roberts served as one of three judges. Hmm. So I don't know. That does seem kind of strict or bordering on prior restraint. I mean, a website is also publishing.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yes.
Well, you said the school's website. What about the newspaper's website?
They're talking about the school's website. So this is having to do with publicity of the event mm-hmm. itself. Hmm. And you know, you can expect a certain amount of wanting to – or protocol of, you know, surrounding publicity of promotion. But anyway, so I think that's where the misunderstanding began.
Yeah. Hmm.
And they just wanted to make sure that they weren't violating those policies by just keeping them in the loop and showing them the article.
By the way, the last line of this article in the Oregonian points out that the student newspaper article was eventually published online and did end up eventually in print, along with a news story about the censorship brouhaha. So they got an extra story out of it in the end.
And it's a good one, too, it sounds like. Because it's a question of censorship happening, even when people don't intend for it to happen. So,
all right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.